All right. What we're seeing is that if there was a magic pill, life would be easy, right? Give me a pill of perseverance, discipline, and life's going to change. We're going to get into that. The question to you is going to be, after you leave this weekend, you will have some practical tools to work with. And I think that's why the question of Loredana is so important. How important do you make yourself? How important do you make your future that you're willing to spend some time working on yourself? That's the only question you're going to leave with. Because you will have experiences, you will have a change, but after this experience, you will have to continue one way or the other with something, as some sort of practice. But I want to address one thing with Stefano and his wife, because not only did I feel a lot of compassion, I went through a similar process with my mother, not so long ago, it's going to be 2 years this year. And she was in this state where, when I arrived there, there was not even communication possible anymore, right? And so from a human perspective, you feel powerless, right? Because there's nothing you feel you can do in that moment. But knowing what I know and knowing what we know, I didn't try to contact her through the normal ways. Do you understand the difference? I would come and sit with her. There was no conversation, obviously. I would close my eyes and then ground myself and then imagine, this actually is what quantum is going to teach you, a place where I can have a conversation with her that's not the physical conversation. And we establish another communication channel. Can you imagine what I'm talking about? So is it fantasy? It felt 100% real that I could talk to my mother and that my mother could tell me, Roy, don't worry, I've made my choice. I'm going home. I'm going to a place where I'm going to be totally happy. I'm done with this life. Can you imagine if she would have been able to say this to me consciously, that would have made a change? Yes. Will I still be in pain and suffering because I don't want my mother to go? Yes. But knowing that on one level, she already understood what's going on. And she was, and it was very beautiful, she was making signs, sometimes with her finger, pointing in a direction. And my sister Patricia would say, she's saying, there are angels now in the room. She's seeing angels. So, just to make things very clear for everyone, we do not die. We leave our bodies. When we leave our body, we experience our true authentic self. And the true authentic self doesn't know emotions like we do emotions. It's different. Does it make sense? So even now, my mom still gets in contact with me. I was just telling Joy, I think, the other day, you know, she's still contact. We still have conversation. And that is quantum. Quantum is the field where we can communicate with someone who is not here, not alive. We can communicate with someone who lives in another country. And we need to trust it's possible. And here's the only advice I want to give to Stefano from my own experience is that do not feel powerless. Do not feel like you should have done something different or whatever. Just know that everything you would say to her, you can say to her, you can verbalize it. I spoke to my mother, even though part of me believes she cannot hear me on a human conscious level, but the spirit is hearing me and seeing me on another level. Does it make sense? Most important, I felt that I want to tell my mother in that moment everything I didn't tell her or didn't tell her often enough, how much I appreciate her taking care of us, how much I appreciate her sacrifices, how much I felt her love taking care of me. I reminded myself of moments where she was there for me when I was sick and miserable and all those kind of things. And it was not so much for her I was doing it. Guess for who I'm doing it? It's for myself. It's making peace with myself and expressing my love in a certain way. That's one thing I recommend you doing. Keep expressing your love. And know that the other person is an eternal spirit that wants only one thing for us, that we are happy, that we have fulfilled life. Because still life is over. Even though it might not be the way we would choose to finish a life, but it's a choice on another level to have that experience. And this part for me has been one of the most interesting things of my research is I don't believe in reincarnation. I know there's reincarnation. It's a big difference. I know we come back hundreds of times in different bodies. I know that. We found out with hypnosis. We found out with connecting. In quantum, all these lives are still there happening. Knowing that is that we want to experience as a spirit, an immortal spirit, we want to experience humanity in all different forms. We've died in many different ways. We had many different religions. We've been abusers. We've been thieves. We've been saints. All of that is experience of being human. We want to explore that. So what for us on a human side seems horrible, painful, for the spirit, it is not. It is just an experience. Does it make sense? And the most important thing that we want to be aware of is that our governing power or force where we come from is love. And when we can express that, it is healing for ourselves and for others. And if your loved ones are still alive, express it now, okay? Express that love as many times you can, in as many different ways you can. Because the more you express love, the more you feel love. The more you feel love, the more love you get, and more you become love. So it's about constantly being aware of, am I expressing love right now or not? Does it make sense? So I just want to share this as being on this path. And this is one of the things that all of us have to experience, to see loved ones go. And it's never, never easy for letting someone go. But knowing that it's eternal, knowing that we will meet again, knowing that we still can be in connection, especially when we learn these quantum voyages, that gives us a little sense of peace. Does it make sense? So I want to also for you, thank you, Stephanie, for being here and sharing that with us. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Then one more thing, and this was from Marta, about fear of failure. I just want to share a couple of things there. You see, fear of failure, as Joy expressed, is the child part of us. Actually, most emotions are. When in our first 7 years, we are so open for the opinion of others. We want to do so well to our parents, to our teachers, that we often sacrifice ourselves. And the way the educational system is, and the way we teach our children, it's not always empowering. You know, I had the good fortune to have a teacher of martial arts, of judo, telling me that I am a champion. Saying me over and over, I see a champion in you. Roy, you're a winner. That changed my life. Because of that one person seeing my greatness, maybe it was there, maybe it was not, maybe it told everybody the same thing. Who cares, right? I needed to hear that because I felt a failure, especially after going with my parents to a psychologist who told my parents, this is a hopeless case. Don't have any expectations for this person in the future. If he becomes a carpenter, he's doing well. And not that there's something wrong with being a carpenter.
You'd suck at this carpenter.
Right, we need good carpenters. Yeah, terrible at the carpentering. Mm-hmm. But then to have one teacher to tell you that you're a champion. Now, there's this concept called self-parenting. Mm. And self-parenting means we need to become our own parents. So we need to give that to ourselves. We need to affirm to ourselves that our potential is unlimited. So anytime you become aware, as we're going to teach you how to become more aware, you hear negative self-talk, right? We all do, right? When you hear that, know one thing, it is not you talking to you. These are flashes of the past, of the things that you've heard from parents, from teachers, from friends, from people who didn't like you. By the time we're 16 years old, we have heard over 120,000 times why we're not good, what we shouldn't do, negative feedback. So our negative self-talk is an echo. Do you understand? It's just an echo from the past. So the moment you hear that, you remind yourself, this is an echo. And then ask yourself the question, if I was my parent right now, because you're talking to a child that's probably somewhere between 2 and 7 years old. That's where the echo comes from, when we didn't have the critical mind to protect ourselves. If I would be talking to my little child right now, what would I tell my little child? Do you understand the difference? I had a great teacher, so I know I'm a champion. I became world champion. I became great in many things because someone believed in me. So the question is, can you be the parent to yourself and give yourself the positive feedback? Does it make sense? That is self-awareness. So it's like having your own coach. If I'm going to run the marathon, my coach will be talking to me. Roy, you can do this. When it's very difficult, you're grasping for air, it will tell, yes, you can do it. I believe in you. You will make it. Keep going, keep going. Wouldn't it be great to have a coach like that in your head all the time instead of someone that's going to tell you, oh, you're going to be a failure, whatever, and stuff like that. But there's no one outside there, unless you want to pay a lot of money for a coach. But they're not going to be there 24-7 for you, aren't they? You don't have to call them any moment and say, I need a pep talk. So you need to become that coach. Does it make sense? So this is also part of what we're going to be teaching you, is self-awareness, observing what's happening, gives you the chance to change what's happening. Does it make sense? So for Martha, my first advice to you would be, when these thoughts come up, know that you're much greater than that. In quantum, the next big fear is not fear of failure. It is fear of how great I can be. Do you understand? That was my biggest fear when we started with quantum. Can I really make this happen? Who am I to believe that I can change medicine on this planet? Who am I? That's a bigger fear. And it doesn't mean one is more important than the other. But the fear of your greatness is the next step you need to overcome. First, you need to overcome this silly fear of your childhood. And then you start seeing your potential. Because in the quantum field, they will show you your potential. And then you're going to ask yourself, who am I? I remember when Benjoy told me, you know, I want to be the biggest female philanthropist, you remember that, in the planet. I got fears. My first fear was, okay, I need to make more money because she's going to spend it all.
What?
How can I make more money? Can I make enough money?
She's going to give it all away.
That's my stuff. How can I do that? Right? So those things are normal. Courage is not the absence of fear. Mm-mm. Courage is having fear and find a way to step through the door of fear. Do you understand? Behind that fear, this is the courage. But most people stop in front of the door.
And then they say, I didn't want it anyway. And then they say, I didn't want it
right,
anyway.
Right, that's the thing.
Nah.
So yeah, fear is our friend. If you want to write something down, fear is your friend. Because fear is watching out over you. Because the reality is, you don't have a fear of failure. There's a part of you that's trying to protect you and says, you know, maybe just sit here, don't do anything, then we're sure you're going to be okay. I don't know if you can handle what's coming when you go to this door. Does it make sense? So that's why we are stopped by our subconscious mind. But there's a greater you. And that's your potential, that knows that that door, that challenge, that big mountain in front of you is not being put there by God or by someone else, but it's put there by yourself. Because the biggest responsibility to accept is that you are the creator of your life, nobody else. Which is a responsibility, because if you are the creator of your life and you don't like the life you created, who is there to blame? Yourself. But also, it's magic. If you can create that life, if you have the power to create your life, you also have the power to create another life, true or false? The only thing is that most of what we created was subconscious, unconscious, true or false. We didn't create this, oh, I want to suffer. We created this because we didn't know how to create, so we created unconsciously. Does it make sense? We created this also by our programming, by our parents, by our environment, by our stories, by our experiences, the meaning we give to our experiences. When our mother didn't show up on time, we felt not loved. When our father was angry, we felt worthless. When we did something wrong and it was not approved, we said, I am not good enough. Those meanings you give to these experiences created the life that you are experiencing right now. So the one thing we're going to do in this weekend, we're going to rename our experience in a new way. If I would give you the choice to be born again, knowing what you know now, and you would be your own parent, right? Wouldn't you do it differently? Yes or no? Wrong. Totally wrong. Totally wrong. No, you wouldn't. Because life was not intended to be paradise. You understand? We come from paradise. If the rest of the world looked exactly the same as Italy, would you travel? You stay in Italy. Why would I go all the way to Australia to meet more Italians, eat the same food, the same country? You would stay right here in Italy, right? You go to other countries because it's different. You come to this planet because it's different. And here we learn through polarity. We come here because we want to learn in a way where it's unfair, where it's cruel, where it's painful, where we suffer, where we're born as a baby, poop in our pants, we become old and poop again in our pants. That's life. And that's how we learn on this planet. So grow up and face it and take the power that we're going to give to you and start to say, how do I want to create the life that I want? And that's why we're going to do a lot of these guided tours so you can start seeing the parts of the puzzles for the life that you want to create. That's what we're going to go for. Anybody in? Anybody wants to have this experience? Yes or no? Are you ready for this? Okay, so let's begin to wake yourself up. And for the new people, this is a technique to balance your left and your right brain and to talk to yourself. So first I'm going to say, I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Even when I am afraid of my power.
Even when I'm afraid of my power.
And afraid of failure.
And afraid of failure.
And afraid of not being good enough.
And afraid of not being good enough.
And I love and accept myself.
And I love and accept myself.
Even when I accept the responsibility.
Even when I accept the responsibility.
To be my own creator.
To be my own creator.
To learn new skills.
To learn new skills.
To step into my power.
To step into my power.
And to believe.
And to believe.
I can make it happen.
I can make it happen.
And create the life of my dreams.
And create the life of my dreams.
And knowing.
And I know.
That it's never too late.
That it's never too late.
Take a deep breath in.